Charlie played good with the band. He preferred to play in a small band, but he played good with Duke's band. I followed Charlie Smith.
Okay.
No drum book at all, nothing. And nobody said anything. Clark Terry was the only one that said that answered one of my questions. I said, "That's okay, kid. You'll hear it. I'm sure I will hear it. But I'd like to have some kind of cue, you know." So anyway, I was doing okay. Being that I was an arranger, I was sitting right next to Lawrence Brown. And the trombone book was right. I could see it from my drum chair. So I could tell what the figures they were making, they were important. So I got along okay for the dance band, because they're all the same tempo. Now I looked at the itinerary coming up in Champaign, Illinois, Duke Ellington in concert, playing the Harlem Suite. So I went to Clark Terry. I said, "Clark, what about Harlem Suite?" He said, "No problem." So I said, "I know it's no problem with you, but I'm asking you, look, tell me about it, you know, because we've been playing dance gigs, which is easy. But now, tell me about the Harlem Suite." So he took his part out, 12 pages long. So he said, "What's the key to this whole thing, Lou, is you got to watch Duke. He's going to give you all the directions you need. So be cool and listen. Look over the trombone book for if you want. But I can tell you this. Keep your eyes on Duke, and he'll give you signs like, 'I want you to hear you,' or 'soft,' or 'staccato,' or 'fluid,' or 'tacit,' 'layout,' 'come in,' you know, 'give me wood,' 'brushes.'" And he did, you know. How I got through that, I don't know. But Duke did it. But that was a lesson in being alert. Because later on, I had the chance to go to the New York Philharmonic. Just John Lamb and I were the only two members and 125 players in the orchestra and Duke conducting. I'm the only one that didn't have any music. It was the Golden Broom and a Green Apple. 20 minutes of music. Duke saw I was worried, so my drum set was right below him. He came over to me and bent over me right before the downbeat and said, "Lou, the first part's in 3/4. I said, "Thanks." Can you imagine that? 125 players. Now, after we played for an hour and a half, all the string players and woodwind players around me said, "Oh, you memorized it, huh, Lou?" I said, "No, I had never heard it before." "So how'd you know what to do?" I said, "I watched him."